Welcome to Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, where we worship God, make disciples of Jesus Christ, and serve our community and world. The following is a recorded message based on God's holy word. We would love to see you for our worship services on Sunday mornings. For more information, visit www.mattisav.org or call 217-355-5947. And may God bless you.
What a way for us to bring in the new year, by recognizing the sacrifice of Jesus, the Lamb who died in a deep, deep act of love for us, his children. And you may be thinking to yourself, it's not quite New Year's yet, but today we have turned the page, moving from one church calendar year to the next. Now, whether you scrapbook regularly or not, I want you to imagine for a moment that we have all been given a new heavy-duty scrapbook filled with hundreds of blank pages. A new year has been given with pages just waiting to be filled. And here is an illustration of hopeful expectation that we will live through moments worth inscribing and worth illustrating in ways that future generations can look back and see all that God has done in us, all that God has done through us this year. It can seem a bit intimidating, actually, when we consider it. The hopeful expectation that when we reach this point next year, we will have filled the pages with something worth looking back on. And I think that's why it's such a gift that we begin the church calendar year, not in January, when we're all making our own resolutions and promises that this next year will be different, but the burden of what to begin filling these blank pages with does not rest on our shoulders as a burden, but as a joyful whisper of invitation by the Holy Spirit. We begin the church calendar year as we launch into the season of Advent, that immediately as the word hope is on our minds and before it even passes our lips, we are aware of our need to orient our lives around the only hope that is worth putting our collective hope in. And we humbly confess as we begin a new year that what will make this year great, what will make this year worth scrapbooking about, begins here, begins now as we turn our expectations in the direction of Jesus and his arrival here in our midst. We turn our attention to the coming of all the Father has in store, which has found its beginning in Christ. Hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. As we look to our children and as we look to one another in these moments, we say together, come, let us go together into the presence of the Lord. Let us reorient our lives in expectation that his kingdom is coming and has now begun by the power of his Holy Spirit. And as we do this, we're reminded by the prophet, this is not a time for passively waiting. Hear his words again. That he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. We are not responsible for what will happen, but we are response able, right? Enabled to respond to what God has begun in Christ Jesus as we're empowered by His Holy Spirit. It's a choice. It's a choice that we must make. And Advent reminds us, as we purposefully make this choice, to orient ourselves in anticipation of how and where Jesus wants to arrive anew this year, walking in His ways of love and transforming those areas that were once ready for conflict to become ready for peace, seeking forgiveness, seeking to forgive, and preparing to contribute towards healing and towards flourishing. So how will that look in our homes? We've offered Advent wreaths. I talked about this earlier. We're offering these Advent wreaths in the foyer this morning for families with kids at home. We love our moments here as a church, right? Lighting the Advent candles. But traditionally, Advent wreaths were in the homes and centered and becoming places of centering for families and homes as they use this time of Advent to prepare and to consider the things of Jesus and what God is doing through Him. If you do this already, that's great. If you don't, I want to invite you to consider making an Advent wreath part of the way your home is being shaped during the Advent season this year. It doesn't have to be a long ceremony or a reading. I remember when our kids were younger, at dinner tables or breakfast tables, just lighting the candles for that week and considering the words and the scriptures and asking our kids, what does hope look like for you this year? It's amazing how God can use even a short conversation about hope, love, joy, and peace as we pause to share a meal together. But even more than just lighting a candle and having a conversation, will we purposefully invite the Holy Spirit to empower our lives, to bear His fruit in this season on a regular basis? As we do this, we become the living symbols of Christmas time. We become the Christmas monograms, the chrismons, right? We become these living proclamations of a kingdom that is coming and that has now come as we walk in His ways of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruit of the Spirit that our world is desperately in need of. This is the direction that we set before us as we look at the blank pages of the year ahead. These are the moments that will be worth filling page after page of our scrapbooks, bursting with stories that testify to His faithfulness, whether the year ahead brings struggles or celebrations. We walk forward into the new year with hearts that are shaped in the hope of Jesus Christ, right? The God who deeply desires to dwell with us and who arrives right here where we are today and this week. Will we invite Him to do so in new ways this year? Not for our own sake alone, but for the sake of our community, for the sake of our world. Maybe that's one of the best ways to begin this morning as we come to the throne together to pray, Lord, who would You be excited to have me share the source of my hope with? To whom am I being sent out this week as a living symbol of the Christ who is coming and has now come? As we continue this morning, we're reminded that this hope is not just wishful thinking. Our hope is firmly founded in the victory that has already taken place. And so we turn our attention now to that victory as we continue.